mentioned that if Issa gets mixed up with Heter, Lach de Lach, you need Shishim in order to be Mevatel that Issa. And we discussed the great length, is that it in the Raisa, or is it only Yochomer de Rabbanon? How exactly are we Meshar Shishim? How are we Meshar? How do we measure the Isser in order to know exactly how much has to be Misvatel? And how do we measure the Heter to be Mevatel that Isser? So that's the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin on that side, Zayin on the day, says Kchal B'Shishim. It starts off by saying that a Kchal, which is an udder, the udder of the cow has milk in it. So if you cook the Kchal with other meat, it's gonna answer the other meat. If it's no Sintam, if the milk is no Sintam in the other meat, it's gonna answer it. So Kchal B'Shishim, in order to make sure that the milk in the Kchal is not gonna answer the other meat, you need 60 times in the meat, connected the milk in the Kchal. But then the Gemara says, Safek, how exactly are we Meshayer the Shishim? Shishim connected what? Are we Meshayer B'Didei? Ki Mesharinim B'Didei Mesharinim? Are we Meshayer connected the entire Kchal? Or are we Meshayer B'May D'Nofak Minei? Are we Meshayer based on an estimate? We have to have an expert's estimate to figure out how much milk is going to leave that Kchal. We don't estimate connected the whole Kchal, but rather we're Meshayer how much milk can leave that Kchal. So the Gemara concludes, Pshita de B'didei Mesharina, must be B'didei Mesharina, De'ibim Ma'i D'Nofak Minei Minoya Dina. How can we be Meshar Shishim Keneged what we think left the Kchal? We don't even know how much left. How's it possible to know? So because it's not possible to know, we obviously have to be Meshar B'Kulo, we have to be Meshar B'didei with the entire Kchal, we need Shishim in the head to Keneged the entire Kchal. That's what the Gemara in Chulin on Sadi Zayin says. So the Rashba in the Torah Habayis says, you see from this Gemara, that in Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah, we're not Meshara based on Omed, based on estimates, but rather you have to be Meshara B'Kulo. Even by Yisur and Rabbanan, the Kral is only an Yisur Rabbanan anyway, it's Chol of Shchuta, it's not going to be a Basa B'Chol of Daraisa. Nevertheless, you have to be Meshara Keneged Kulo. You see clearly from this Gemara that we're not Meshara B'Mai D'Nafik Minei, because you never know exactly how much left. That's the Rashba's opinion. But then he quotes that the Ravid argued. The Ravid claims that this halacha that B'didei Mesharina only applies to Kchal. Since the Kchal, once it becomes Osir, it doesn't have a Hechsher, there's no way to be Matir it, so therefore you have to be Meshayer B'Kulo. But by other Isurim, if there would be a way to somehow be Machsher that item, so then you would not have to be Meshayer B'Kulo. The Lashon of the Ravid, he actually compares Kchal to a case of Kedera Shel Cheres. Just like a Kchal has no Hechsher once it becomes Osir, so to a keder shel cheres, the Torah was made on the kli cheres she'eino yotze midei dofyo la'olam, as the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Lamed says. We know that you can't be machsher cheres. So the Ravid says the same halacha that applies to kal would apply to a kli cheres as well, that you'd have to be meshar b'kulo. Meaning, if there was some issa that's nisarev in the kli cheres, even if you know for sure that there was only, let's say a kezayis of issa, if you know the shear that was nisarev. Well, even not so. Let's say stam, it's a kli cheres that you use for many different cookings, and you don't know if you're going to use it again exactly how much of iser is going to come out from the walls of the kli cheres. You don't know. It could be a lot, could be not so much. The Ravid claims that a kli cheres is similar to kal. Since there's no hechsher once it becomes usr, we have to treat it as kulo iser, and you have to be mishar keneged kulo, as opposed to a keder shel mateches or a kap shel eitz. Let's say you have a kedera, you have a pot made out of metal, or you have a spoon, some kind of utensil made out of wood. The Ravid would say, since you can be masher these items, so it's not necessary to be mashar keneged kulo, it's enough to have the expert's estimate as to how much iser actually came out of the kli, and that's enough. What's pshat in the Ravid? Why should he be machalik this way between something that has a hechsher, something that doesn't have a hechsher? So lechor, what the Ravid has in mind is that if the item doesn't have a hechsher, if it's like a kli cheres or kal, so it's a chefetz di isura. Once it becomes osa, the whole thing is a chefetz di isura. So I have to be mashar keneged kulo because the whole thing's osa. But if it has a hechsher, then the only thing that's osa over here is the bliya, is the item inside of it that is there. So if we have the expert's estimate as to how much is coming out, maybe I shouldn't have to be machmir to be mashar keneged kulo because it's not a chefetz di isura. Of course, that's the pshat in the Ravid. The Ravid is saying that if there's no hechsher for the item, so then it's a chefetz di isura, so it's necessary to be mashar b'kulo. According to the Ravid, it makes a lot of sense why the Gemara picked on Kchal. The Gemara says, Kchal B'Shishim. Why Kchal B'Shishim? Nevela B'Shishim. Chazi B'Shishim. Anything is B'Shishim. Why Dafka Kchal? According to the Ravid, it makes a lot of sense because the Gemara is picking on Kchal. Dafka Kchal. V'chadom lazeh. That there's no Hechsher. You must be Meshar B'Kulo. But something that does have a hechsher, it would be enough to be meshaveh my denafek mina. You wouldn't have to be meshaveh kula. The problem with this ravid is that the lashon of the gemara doesn't sound like this. The gemara doesn't say the reason why you have to be meshaveh kula by chal is because it's a chetz to the isura, because there's no hechsher. It's not what the gemara says. The gemara says you can't be meshaveh my denafek mina because you just don't know how much is coming out. Different kind of a svara that the gemara is giving, not quite like the ravid. And according to that svar of the Gemara, there really is no reason to distinguish between chal as opposed to shari surim. You never know how much is coming out. There's a blia inside. Do we know how much is coming out of that item? No. Not quite like the Ravid is saying. The Ravid seems to be putting chal up on a pedestal and saying chal is an example of something that's a chetzidi sura. Once it's nesar, it can't be nitar, it can't be mukshar. So therefore it's like a chetzidi sura, and that's why it's nesar to be mishar keneged kulo. But the Gemara doesn't really seem to say that. So why taka does the Gemara pick on chal then? Why is chal special? So maybe the answer could be that the reason why the Gemara picks on chal is it's trying to tell us the chiddush that even by yisurim derabbanan you have to be mishar keneged kulo. Chal is an example of an isur derabbanan because chalav shchuto can only make a bus of a chalav derabbanan. So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying, that it picks on chal b'shishim that you have to be mishar keneged kulo. This chiddush, the chumah that you have to be mishar keneged kulo and not b'mayd enavik minei, applies even to yisurim derabbanan like chal. That could be the give and take between the Rashba and the Ravid as to why the Gemara picks on Chal and what exactly is special about Chal. Either Chal is something special that there's no Hechsher, or Chal is not really something special, it's just that it's an example of an Issa Rabbanus, that's why the Gemara picks on it. Al-Kopanin, the Rashba paskins against the Ravid, and Rav Rishon paskin against the Ravid. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadiches, Siv Dalid, paskins that were Meshar Bekulo, in terms of defining what the Isser is, with Meshar Bekulo, Bein Bekli Cheres, Bein Bekli Mateches, doesn't matter whether the item has a Hechsher, doesn't have a Hechsher, we're always Meshar Keneged Kulo. Says the Shach, and Sivkot and Yud Beis, Lafuke from the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch's statement, Bein Zeh, is to come to exclude from the opinion of the Ravid. We don't paskin like this Ravid. We assume that you're always Meshar Bekulo. You have to be Machme, because you never know how much is going to be coming out, how much of a bli is coming out. That's the first Shulchan Aruch there in Siv Dalet. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, and he says, Yesh mishamachmer, sama machmer, in terms of, again, being Mishayar, kenegedi iser, let's say a person puts a kaf, puts a spoon into the kedera. But you don't put the whole spoon. If you put the whole spoon in, your hand's going to get burnt. So you put in part of the spoon. So how much do you have to be Mishayar in that spoon? Are you Mishayar Keneged Kulo, or is it enough to be Mishayar Keneged the part of the spoon that went into the Kedera, that went into the water of the Kedera? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yesh Mishamach, that you have to be Mishayar Keneged Kol HaKaf. It's not enough to be Mishayar Keneged the Chelek that went into the Kedera. You have to be Mishayar Keneged Kol HaKaf. Why? Because of the principle of Cham Mitzas Ocham Kulo. This is a Yisod that hopefully Mitzvah Shem, when we get to Siman Tzadi Dalet, we'll discuss at greater length. The Shulchan Aruch quotes those who are machmir that based on chametz asacham kulo, you have to be mishayar keneged kol akaf. If you put the spoon into the kedera, it's not enough to be mishayar keneged the part that went under the water. You have to be mishayar keneged the entire kaf. But the Ramah says that someone noheg to be mekel. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions. The Ramah says someone noheg to be mekel like the Svara Rishona, that you mishayar keneged the chelek of the kaf that went into the water, that you'd have to be mishayar keneged the entire kaf. And that's how the Ashkenazim are mekel. The Ramah says that we're noheg like that for a svar. The Bari HaShulchan, though, in Sivkot Mem, quotes from the Prima Godin, who says that he thinks that the two deis in the Mechaber are only disagreeing about a kaf, about a spoon that you put into a kedera. But the kedera itself, the kedera is not necessarily full of the water. Even if the kedera is partially empty of water, you'll have to be mishayar keneged kol hakedera. If you want to figure out whether the kedera is good, if the kedera has iser in it, and you want to be mishayar, you want to figure out how much of the kedera that we have to be mishayar to determine how much iser there is over here. If you put something else into the kedera, so you'd have to be mishayar keneged the whole kedera. Even the makom reikon in the kedera has to be taken into account in terms of being mishayar. That's a very important yisod, because the Ramah is mekel by kaf. Prima Godin says even the Ramah who would be mekel by kaf would be machmer by kedera. Why would he be machmer by kedera? So l'chora, the answer is very simple. The answer is that the machlokas, the two opinions in the Mechaber, as to whether we have to be machmir based on chametz tzatzos chamkula by kaf, what's the machlokas? What's the question? Question is whether chametz tzatzos chamkula just tells me that heat conducts, I mean, heat spreads, but it can spread a bliya. Does it only spread a bliya? Does chametz tzatzos chamkula mean that even if only one part of a kli is hot, the other part of the kli is still cold, the bliya will spread, it'll be mavliya bakula? Or does it even mean that it'll be maflit mikula? Maybe the principle of chametz tzatzos chamkula allows the bliya to spread bakula, bakola kli, but it won't necessarily allow the plate to come out. Maybe to be maflit from a kli, you need a much stronger koach. And chametz tzatzos chamkula, even though the heat does spread, the heat is conducted in the metal, through the metal, but maybe it's not enough to be maflit mikula. It might be enough to be mavliya bikula, but it's not enough to be maflit mikula. But that's only talking about a kli which is cold. A kli that's cold, but then you put it under the influence of heat. So the question is, does chametz tzatzos chamkula only apply to be mavliya bikula, or does it even apply to be maflit mikula? What the Prima Gadim seems to be saying is that in the case of a kedera, the kedera is hot. If it's on the fire, the kedera is completely hot. So there's no reason to assume that it's not going to be maflit mikulo. It's completely hot. The machlokas as to whether chametz tzatzos chamkula applies to plato or only to blia, that's in a cold kli. So you're only applying heat to one side of the kli. So then you can ask whether it can only be mavliya bikulo, can it be maflit mikulo? But if the kedera itself is completely hot, even though part of it is empty, so what if it's empty? The truth is you don't really need chametz tzatzos chamkula in the case of a kedera if the kedera is entirely hot. So that's why perhaps there's a distinction between kaf as opposed to kedera. That's as far as how to be Mishar Issa. Basically, we have to be Mishar Keneged Kula, because we never know how much is coming out. And in the case of the Kaf, the Rama assumes that we can be Mekil, that you're only Mishar Keneged the part of the Kaf that went into the Keder. Yes?
Don't you need Yatzlatis, though, to transfer?
Okay. But if the pot is on the fire...
If you're holding on to a handle...
No. They could. I could be holding onto the handle. The metal part of the kli could be yatzoletes bo, even if the handle is not. And there could be more of the kli that's not under the water. That's not part of the handle. I have a plastic handle, so.
So that whole thing is up until the
plastic
handle.
Is not going to up until the handle, right?
That's all
I guess up until
so
the handle.
Only arguing about that in between.
I think so. Yeah. How can we be mishaya the heter? How are we Mishnah Heter? How do we know how much Heter we have to be Mevatel the Issa? That's also a Gemara there in Chulin of Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara in Tzadi Zayin on the Bay is quotes Rabbi Chanina, who says that when we're Mishnah Beheter, clearly we're Mishnah Keneged the whole Tamshul that we have Lefoneinu in the Kedera. But there's a suffix whether, well, let's say it like this. Rabbi Chanina says that not only are we Mishnah in the Tamshul, we're even Mishnah Bekedera. That's his statement. We're even Mishnah Bekedera. Mishari Virota, Bekipa, Bechatichos, Bekedera. The question is, what does the word Bekedera mean? So that's the suffix in the Gemara. Some claim it means Bekedera Asma, and others claim it means Bemaidabola Kedera. Some say it means Kedera Asma, and the others say, no, it means what the Kedera was Bolea. What does that mean? So what the Kedera was Bolea, we understand. What does Bekedera Asma mean? So the Rashba quotes from a Mikzas Mefarshim, who want to say that Bekedera Atzma means B'tavshil Shabbat, which is a little bit strange, because Rabbi Chanina just before said Mesharim Verota Bekipa B'chaticha. So he said the Tavshil. Why should Bekedera mean B'tavshil Shabbat? But that's what the Mixas Mepharshim say. That B'maydebola Kedera is a Kula. Some say that you're even Mesha'er in the Heter, not only in what you have, the physical Tavshil that you have in front of you, but even the Heter that was Nivla, that was absorbed into the walls of the pot. So that's a kula, that you're even Mishar B'maydebola Kedera, but B'Kedera Atzma, yeah, that's Poshet. That's what one day it says B'Kedera Atzma means B'Tavshel Shebekedera, and the second day it holds that you're even Mishar B'maydebola Kedera. That's the Mixes Mepharshim that the Rashba quotes. Rov Rishonim disagree. Rov Rishonim assume that B'maydebola Kedera is the Chumra, meaning that you're only Mishar B'maydebola Kedera as opposed to B'Kedera Atzma, B'Guf HaKedera Atzma. Everyone says that you can be Mishayar B'Tavshul Shabbat, meaning clearly if Issa falls into Heter, falls into a Tavshul Shal Heter, we're Mishayar Shishim, if you have 60 times in the Tavshul Keneged the Issa, of course the Issa is going to be Batel. The chiddush of the Gemara is that you can even be mishar b'kedera. You could even be mishar b'maydebola kedera with the bulias heter inside of the kedera. And one opinion is that you can even be mishar in the gufa kedera itself, even if it doesn't have a bulia. Right? The gufa kedera is a makom that the iser could be mispashet. It could spread out. So because the iser could spread out in that area, you can be mishar. You can combine the gufa kedera to the tamshil in the kedera. And be mevatali iser with that volume. That will contribute to the volume of heter to be mishar the iser. That's a chiddush because it's not tavshil and it's not a bulia, it's not food, it's metal. It's right, it's the kli itself. The chiddush of that day in the Gemara is that you can even be mishar the guf hakedera to be mevatali iser. So that's one Gemara in Kulin. The Gemara in Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis has these two opinions as to whether we can be mishar the guf hakedera as well. Or can you only be Meshire b'maydebola kedera? But everyone says you can be Meshire in the tavshil of the kedera, the tavshil inside. But the Gemara in Tzadiches Amud Aleph, the next daf, quotes a case, quotes a story that there was a kezesa, the tarba, there was some kezias of chela that fell into a dikula of the bisra, fell into a pot of meat, and they didn't know exactly what to do, and the maskot of the Gemara is that you can only be Meshire b'mashal lefanenu, you can only be Meshire b'tavshil shel the kedera. Because atu de hetera bola de isura lo bola. But you want to be mishar b'maydebola kedera? You want to be mishar in the heter that the kedera probably absorbed? You put tavshil in the kedera. And mistama, the tavshil is cooking there, and the kedera is going to be bolay a little bit of the heter, and you put isur into the kedera, and the question is, you dunk the isur in, it fell in, let's say you have basar nevel. You bought basar in the store and you thought it was basar shlut, and it turns out that it's basar nevel. So as you're cooking cholent for Shabbos, the butcher calls you up and says, you know, I checked all the barcodes and it turns out, no, it's wrong. That was really nevel and it wasn't shlut. You shouldn't be using it. Don't cook it. And you say, well, just a second, I put it into the cholent. So you got a shayla now. So what did the kedera absorb? It only absorbed heter. It didn't absorb this. And it absorbed everything. You had the nevela. You had the heter in the pot at the same time. It's time to absorb both. Zok the Gemara, you can't be Mishar b'maydebola kedera. You can't be Mishar heter b'maydebola kedera because Mistama the kedera was bolea iser also. So you can only be Mishar b'tavshil shel lefanenu. You can only be Mishar in the tavshil shel heter. You can't even be Mishar b'maydebola kedera. So it sounds like a stira. The Gemara on one side of the page, mamish two sides of the page. On Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara has two opinions. Point to Rav Yishanan. Two opinions as to whether you can be Meshayer only the Maidabola Kedera in addition to the Tavshil, or you can even be Meshayer Begufa Kedera. And then on the next daf, the Gemara says that you can only be Meshayer Betavshil Shelefaneinu, and not even be Maidabola Kedera. So how can we reconcile these two sugas? L'choritz Estir Minayube. So there are different approaches that the Rishonim give to this. Rashi, on Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, and Dibur Maschil B'mai has a very cryptic comment. The Rishonim are not so clear what to do with it, not so sure what to do with it. Some want to change the girsa in the Rashi, the Bach doesn't change the girsa. It's a whole give and take in the Rishonim. But when all the dust settles, Rashi does make the following comment. In the beginning of the Rashi, he says that we should be Mishar B'mai Debola Kedera. But then he says, since this is a Sveika D'Araisa, and Sveika D'Araisa L'Chumra, we should be Machmer like the Gemara in Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, that you're only Meshayer b'tavshil shelefaneinu, not even b'maydebola kedera. That's basically what Rashi says. There's a lot more in the Rashi, but those are the two psakim he gives. Initially in the Rashi, he seems to say that you should be able to be Meshayer b'maydebola kedera. Not the most makel shita that you could even be Meshayer b'guf hakedera atzma, b'maydebola kedera. But then he says, since it's a sveka d'araisa, you should be machmer. It's machlokes in the sugis. We don't know how to be machmer. We don't know how to paskin. You should be machmer like the Gemara Tzadiches, that you're only Meshayah b'tavshil shelefaneinu, not even b'maydebola kedera. So just parenthetically, let's get this clear. Rashi paskins of tamke iker d'rabbanan. So why does Rashi say that it's a sveka d'araisa? So some of the Rishonim, I think it's Rashba. The Rashba says that maybe Rashi just means that even if tamke iker d'rabbanan, but since the iker ha'iser is d'araisa, we should be machmer by the suffix shir. It's a big chiddush, because why should I be machmer by a suffix shir if tamke iker d'rabbanan? I should be Mekel. There's a suffix. How to be Mashar? Why shouldn't I be able to be Mekel? But that's what the Rishonim say to try to explain Rashi. It's partially a difficult couple of words in Rashi. But leaving that aside, how do we reconcile the Stira and the Rashi? We had Stiris in the Gemara, and now we have Stiris in the Rashi. We don't know how to go. So both the Rashba and the Ran assume that Rashi meant as follows. Rashi was distinguishing between two cases. whether we saw the Issa b'faneinu initially, we knew what the size of the Issa was to begin with, and the Issa didn't change in size. That's one case. And the second case is where we didn't see the Issa initially. We never knew how large the Issa was. Rashi assumes that if we never saw the Isser b'chlal, so then we have to be machmir, we can be mashar keneged the heter mashal lefaneinu, the tavshal shal lefaneinu. We can't be mashar b'maydebol keder because the Gemara Tzadi Ches is right. How do we know that the keder was only bolea heter? It could have been bolea Isser too. So I can't assume that everything that the keder was bolea, even if we have an expert's opinion as to how much this keder could be bolea, but I can't assume it was only bolea heter. Maybe it was bolea Isser because I don't know what the size of the Isser was to begin with. I see Issa now, but I don't know how what the size of the Issa was before. So Rashi will claim, according to the Rashi and the Ran, Rashi will claim that if I didn't know the size of the Issa to begin with, then I can only be Mashiach b'mashal lefaneinu. But if I saw the Issa to begin with, I knew what the size of the Issa was, and it was alone its stomach, it didn't change its size, so then we can be Mashiach b'maydebol hakedera. Because if we know that the kedera in the stomach was bolea something, we can assume that it was only bolea heter, because it wasn't bolea Issa. I see the Issa is here. The Isser is still here. It was a certain size to begin with, and it still is the same size. So I can assume that the Keder was only Balea Heter, it wasn't Balea Isser. So this is what the Rashba and the Ran assume, Rashi holds, that Rashi is grappling with this question as to whether Mashiach or Maidabola Keder. First he seems to say we are Mashiach or Maidabola Keder. And then he says that we're not Mashiach even Maidabola Keder. The question is whether we saw the Issa to begin with or we didn't see the Issa to begin with. And that's the whole question of the Girsa. Whether the proper Girsa in Rashi is Ra'inu Ha'issa or Lo Ra'inu Ha'issa. Is Rashi talking about a case where we did see the Issa or didn't see the Issa? So they put it all together and they say that Rashi distinguishes between these two cases. He says if we don't see the Issa to begin with, we don't know how much Issa there was, so then you can only be Mashiach b'mashal lefaneinu. But if we saw the Issa and we know the Issa remained constant, then we can even be Mashiach b'maydebol hakedera. The Rashba and the Ran themselves disagree with the Rashi. They both claim that even if we saw the Isser to begin with, and the Isser didn't change its size, we still can only be Mishar b'mashal lefaneinu. You can't be Mishar b'maydebol hakedera at all. You have to be Machmir like the Gemara Tzadi Ches. If you only be Mishar b'tavshal shel lefaneinu, you can't be Mishar b'maydebol hakedera. And they both quote a Raya from the Mishnah in Trumas. Not only that there's a Gemara later on, if you'll say, Sveka the Reis Lachumra, we should be Machmer for that Gemara later on, but they quote a Raya from the Mishnah. Mishnah in Trumas, Parakei Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah says, Sa shal Trumah shenafla l'tof mea shal chulin. Let's say you have a Sa of Trumah, falls into 100 of chulin, and it's batel. It's batel b'meya. Trumah is batel b'meya. But then the Mishnah says, Tochanan upichasil. But if you grind the Trumah and the chulin, you ground the grain up into a flour. So kashem shepichas uchulin kapichas atruma umutter. Even though we assume that when you grind something up, it's going to get smaller. So if you don't have as much chulin, the truma is not going to be batel. But the Mishnah says we can assume just like the chulin gets smaller, the truma gets smaller. So just like you have less heter, there's less iser. So you still have the bittul b'meya. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Rishonim Amadaik, apparently it's only where you can assume that pichas atruma. Right? If there's reason to believe that pichas atruma, then it's mutter. But if lo pichas atruma, if you know for sure that the Isser didn't get smaller, if you saw the Isser lefaneinu before anything happened and the Isser didn't change its size, so then you should have to be machmir. Then you can't assume that, you can't rely on the fact that, well, I had the proper amount of heter before, so I still have the proper amount of heter now. If you can rely on kishem shepichas atruma, if we can assume that the Isser changed its size in addition to the heter changing its size, so you know the heter lefaneinu is different, just like the heter in the kedera is different because I have less heter, but we assume that the kedera was bolea some of the heter, that's fine, because as long as we can assume that the Isser changed size also, so both of them changed size, so everything is good. But if we know that the diluk from the Mishnah that you can make is if we know for sure that the Isser did not change size, so maybe we can only be Mashiach b'mashal lefaneinu. So that's what the Ran and the Rashba suggest is a raya to pass it against the Rashi, that even if we see the Issa b'faneinu, even if we see the Issa to begin with, and we notice that it didn't change size, we should only be Mashiach b'mashal lefaneinu, we should not be able to be Mashiach b'maydebol hakedera. So how can you answer for Rashi? Rashi is duff against the Mishnah Trumas. So they both quote from the Ramban. The Ramban says maybe the case of Truma is different because there you artificially change the size of the heter. You ground the heter up. So since the change, the diminution, the reduction in the size of the heter came artificially, shelo kedarko, so maybe there we're more machmir, that if we know the issa didn't change in size, we'll have to be machmir. But here, if you're cooking issa the heter in the pot, and the heter naturally is changing in size, because it's just being sucked in by the pot, maybe there, if we have the issa befaneinu beforehand, and we know the issa didn't change size, maybe we should be able to be mishar even by the bala kedar. Maybe we should distinguish between the case of trumas and the case of the kedar. So these are the opinions of most of the Rishonim. Rashbo and Rana. Machmir, Rashi distinguishes between a case in which you see the Yisr and a case in which you don't see the Yisr. The Rambam seems to offer a third approach, because the Rambam in Ilchas Macholos Asuros, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Chav Dalet, just paskins that we're always mishar by the bala kedar. So that led the Lecha Mishnah in one pshat. There's two pshat in the Rambam, but in one pshat, the Lecha Mishnah suggests that maybe the Rambam argues with everyone, with the Rashba and the Ran on the one hand, with Rashi on the other hand. Maybe the Rambam says you're always Mishnah b'may debola kedera, even if what? Even if you didn't see the Issa b'foneinu metchila. The Rashba and the Ran wanted to say that you should always be Mishnah b'mash l'foneinu. Rashi wanted to say it depends. If you saw the Issa, and you know what the size was then, and if the size remained constant, then you should be Mishnah b'may debola kedera. If you didn't see the Issa, then Rashi is willing to say that you should only be Mishaer b'mash l'foneinu. But the Rambam says that you're always Mishaer b'may debola kedera. The impression you get from the Rambam is that you're always Mishaer b'may debola kedera. Even if what? Even if you never saw the Issa b'foneinu b'chlasa. You don't really know what was there. You don't know what the kedera was Mishaer, but nevertheless, the Lecha Mishnah claims, according to the Rambam, maybe you should be able to be Mishaer b'may debola kedera. How could that be? How could that be? L'chor, everyone should agree that if you didn't see the Issa Metchila, so just like the Kedera was Bolea Heter, may have been Bolea Issa. How do I know, even if I can estimate how much the Kedera was Bolea, but why should I assume it was only Bolea Heter? Maybe it was Bolea Issa as well? So how can the Rambam say that you can always be Mishayim and Maidabola Kedera? How could that be? So maybe the answer is what the Taz says. The Taz in Simon Sadi Tess of Cotton Hay says, Achzuke Yisura Lo machzakina. We're not machzak iser unless we know that there was iser. We normally assume that kan nimsa kan haya. Whatever iser we find befanenu, that's the only iser that existed beforehand. Why should I create iser? Why should I invent iser? Right? We're not going to be machzak iser b'makom zeh unless we know for sure that there was iser there. So maybe that's exactly what the Rambam has in mind. That even though I never saw the iser to begin with, nevertheless, when we're estimating how much the kedera was balea, we can assume that it was only Balea Heter. But the stomach was Balea Issa? Yeah, but so what? We don't know how much Issa there was to begin with, so Kanimsa Kanhaya tells me, if I find the Issa Lefanenu with a certain shear, I can assume that was the shear beforehand. Even though physically, it makes more sense to assume that the Kedera was Balea both Issa and Heter, but apparently it's not necessary to assume that halachically. We can assume that we're not Maxic. We only assume that whatever Issa there is now existed before. Maybe that's not why the Rambam holds that you can be Mishar and Maidabola Kedera, even if you never saw the Issa there to begin with. Lamaisa, the Rashba is Mechalek in terms of being Mishar between a Tarovus and Mimbashen Amino as opposed to a Tarovus and Mimbamino. Since the requirement of Shishim, if you pass the Tom Kik of the Raisa, the requirement of Shishim is a Chi of Minat Torah by Mimbashen Amino. So the Rashba says that you have to be Machmer. That you should be Machmer, only be Mishar and Mashal Lefanenu, not be Maidabola Kedera. But since the requirement of Shisha by Mimbamino is only a Chumad Rabbanan, so therefore there's room to be Mekel that you could even be Meshav and Maidabola Kedera if it's Mimbamino. The truth is, Lamaisa, the Taz and the Shach, both Paskin, they both quote from the Marshal. This is in Simon Sadi Tes. The Taz in Sivkon Dalit and the Shach in Sivkon Vav, they both quote from the Yamshal Shlomo Marshal that Bizman has said we're always Mashav and Mashal Afanel. This is a very nice Shtikal Torah. We have a Rashba and Aran, and we have Rashi and the Rambam, and it's a nice Shtikal Torah, but Lamaisa, the Poskim, are going to say that we're only Mashav and Mashal Afanel because we're not such big experts. We can't figure out how much is the Kedera Bolea, how much it's not Bolea. So even though there is a Machlokas we showed in how to reconcile the Sugis, Lamaisa, it's not going to be relevant to us. Lamaisa, you have to be Mashar the Isser Bekulo, as we said from the Gemara and that Sadi Zayin on the base, by Chal, and that's true even by Yisurim Drabanan. And in terms of the Heter, you always can only be Mashar B'Mashal Lefanenu. You're not even going to be Mashar B'Mai Debola Kedera. You're certainly not going to be Mashar B'Kedera Atzma, But you're not going to be able to be Mishar even by the Bala Kedera. You can only be Mishar in the Rota, the Kippah, the Chatichos, the Tavshal that you have with Lefaneinu, because we don't know how much the Kedera is going to be Baleh. We're not expert enough, so therefore we're only Mishar by Mashal Lefaneinu. I guess the answer is it's much easier to know what the size of the Issa was in the beginning as opposed to the Heter. The Heter, normally when you cook in a pot, you add a lot of water. So unless you're baking a cake, you're not going to measure the water that you're eating. You never really know exactly how much is there. The Issa you can be Mishai because you knew what the piece of meat looked like, so it's a little bit easier to try to be Mishai. Maybe that's why it's a Mitzias issue. Yes?
In terms of the Mitzias, you can see where the line
of water is.
Right.
What it was.
I'm not sure.
It seems like also maybe you should have to, because if it's part of the Tarobas, then what gives us the right to ignore just because it's
again,
part of
the Isser is Nikar Va'omei B'Fayatzmo. You can see the Isser. The Heter is a lot of stuff there. There's a lot there. And maybe it's hard to... I mean, the line, to look where the line is, if there are no indentations in the pot, how exactly are you going to be able to figure out where the line was? You can estimate it, but it's not. It's much harder to figure it out. The size of the piece of meat, I think, is much more mistaber. Especially, I mean, I guess in the modern time, it's certainly more mistaber because the meat comes in a standard size, right? It's package. So the package, it's different in terms of weight, but the volume is pretty standard. It's pretty close. The heter, I think, is much more changeable. So maybe that's why the posting of it spoke about. The Ramah in Siman Tzadi Ches, if Dalid, makes another comment. What happens if the Isser falls into one Kedera and falls into a different Kedera? Isser shenisbato b'kedera v'hisiru misham v'nafal l'kedera acheret tzorech lazer l'vat l'v'shishim neged kula v'chein la'olam. The Ramah says that if it fell into another Kedera, then you have to be mishar shishim k'neged kulo in all the Kederas. It falls into 10 Kederas, you keep on being mishar k'neged kulo. But the Ramah continues that if it falls back into the first pot, then you don't need two times shishim in the first pot. It's an important thing to keep in important halacha to keep in mind. What's the chiluk between kedera rishon as opposed to kedera shniyah? So a lot of the achronim say the chachlus adam has this, the bari shulchan quotes from other achronim, or hashulchan has this also. The achronim pe'echot say that the pshat is the reason why you have to be mishayar keneged kulo in the kedera shniyah in the second kedera is because you don't really know how much came out in the first kedera. Again, just like the Gemara in Chulin on Sadi Zion said, you don't know my nafak minet, right? Since you don't know how much came out of the Issus, you have to be Mishara Keneged Kulo in the second Kedera. But in the first Kedera, why should you have to be Mishara Shishim twice? If it all came out in the first time, nothing's coming out in the second time. Even if not too much came out in the first time, so maximum the whole thing will come out in the second time, but it's not going to come out more than the whole Chaticha. So what you might say is, but if the chaticha still exists, so how could all of it come out? The answer is, if all the time comes out, so rubber is remaining. There's no taste left in it. But maximum, only the entire volume of the issa can come out. Not more than the issa can come out. So if not more than the issa can come out, it doesn't make any sense to be mishayar more than one time shishim in the first kedera. But the second kedera, you do have to be mishayar shishim because we're afraid. Maybe not too much came out in the first kedera. Maybe a lot. Maybe nothing came out in the first Kedera. Maybe it all came out in the second Kedera. So that's why you should have to be Mishar Shishim in the second Kedera. Yes?
I'm not really assuming, because like if you're assuming because of the fact that it's also in the second Kedera that not all came out, then so too in the first Kedera, then maybe not all came out, and maybe more came out, and therefore...
We're afraid. We don't know whether in the first Kedera 99% came out, or in the second Kedera 99% came out, or maybe 50-50, or maybe 25, right? So the most you have to be machmir is that it either all came out in the first Kedera, or it all came out in the second Kedera. Of course, if it all came out in either Kedera, the other Kedera should be mutter, but we don't know. So that's why we're Mishayar. Right? You got to be Mishayar Shishim, keneged the Isser in both Kederas. You need Shishim in each Kedera. Because the worst case scenario is that it all came out in one or the other Kedera. But you can't have more than Shishim come out. You can't have more than Kulo come out. More than Kola Issa can't come out. There's a limited volume to the Issa. So that's why it's not necessary to be Mishayar, Beis Pamim Shishim in the first Kedera. Yes?
It sounds like it's a suffix whether any came out at all. And this is important.
It is a suffix. That's what the Gemara in Chulin says. We don't know what came out of the Issa. That's exactly the problem. Okay. Then the Ramah continues, still in Sif Dalet, big Sif. Right, Tzadi Chesiv Dalit. This is actually before what I just quoted to you. The Rama says as follows. B'chol yisrael shemivatam b'samach im akiro tzorech lahasiro misham afal gav b'kvar nizvatal taimo b'shishim. Any issa that you mevatel b'shishim, if you makir, if you can recognize the issa, you got to take it out. V'lochein, says the Rama. V'lochein, enafel chaylev l'toch ha-tavshil, v'nismatel taima b'shishim. Let's say chaylev falls into the tavshil, some kind of fat falls into the tavshil, and it's time is b'tel b'shishim. Tzorek litin shamayim tzonim. You have to put cold water there. V'teva ha-chaylev l'hakbi, v'lotzuf l'mala alamayim. The nature of the chaylev, the nature of the fat is that it coagulates and it goes to the top, it floats. The Yisirenu Misham, the Me'achar, the Efshar, Lahasiro, Havi Ke'ilu Makiro, V'tzorach Lahasiro Misham. Since you're Makir the Yisir, since you can separate the Yisir from the Heter, you know it's Batal B'Shishim. It's Batal B'Shishim. But since you have the potential to separate it from the Yisir, the Rama says, you're Mechuyev to do that. You're Mechuyev to put the cold water there, which is going to cause the Chaylev to float, and then it's going to separate from the Yisir. This is the classical example that the post can give, that when the Isser is nikr va'omid b'fneyatzo, if the Isser is recognizable, so then you have to be mesalikit. There's no tarovas, it's not batal b'tarovas, not batal b'shishim, you'll have to be mesalikit. The Gilyan Marsha, there on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, says he thinks this is a din d'araisa. The fact that if you have Isser and you have the potential, you have some kind of mechanism to separate the Isser from the Heter, you're mechuyev to do that, he thinks that's a din d'araisa. He says the Raya is from the Ran and Sukkah, yes.
In that situation, it's not just the Chela that floats to the top, it's Shuman as well that floats into the top.
Okay, so you take out the Shuman, but in other words, all the Chela is going to float to the top. So even though there is kosher fat that also might float to the top, but the non-kosher fat will float.
Right, would that mean that if one has a challenge with lots of different pieces of meat, and you have Shishim, Tani Chaticha, sorry, I can put the challenge through a strainer and take out all of the meat?
I'm not sure what the case is, but any time that the Issa can be removed, the Rama seems to be saying you have a chiyah to do so, right? That is an example where the Issa is viewed as being nikr va'omid b'fnei asmo. It is nikr, it is recognizable, even though it's not recognizable now, but I can do something to make it recognizable. I'm chiyah to do that.
What I'm saying is, if you have like a tiny piece of meat that you know is awesome, mm-hmm. that gets thrown into the chalm, mm-hmm. so there's bittul because there's tons of other stuff. So I can put everything through a strainer, because I know if I put it through a strainer,
and take
I'll
out
be
all
left
the
with
meat.
Soup, and all the solid pieces will be gone. Does that mean that I have to take it all
That's
out?
That's a very good question. We'll probably talk about that a little bit later. It does relate to this issue a little bit. It's actually quoted in a Taz in Simen Kuf Dalet. The Taz there quotes a big machlokes Rishonim about chemas akum. If you have butter made by a guy, so there are different parts of the butter. There's the curds and the whey, and the different parts of the butter. So the question is, if you can see the isser, you can see the isser, but it's hard to separate it. So do we call that nikkur or do we not call it nikkur? It's in that discussion. So this is talked about. Is it, if it's difficult to separate the isser, so is that called nikkur or is that not called nikkur? Here we're talking about a case where it's easy. There's a pa'ula, there's an act that you can do. You can air the cold water and the chaylev is going to flow to the top and it can be separated. Okay, so we'll leave that for later discussion. So the Gilyan Marsha says he thinks it's a din d'araisa derived from the Ran and Sukkah. Ran says, what happens if you osu sukoso tachas ha'ilan? Let's say you make a sukkah under a tree. So some of the schach is tolush and some of it's mechuber. Some of it is a tree, some of it is tolush. So he says, the Mishnah says that if you have rov schach tolush, the sukkah is kosher. Rov schach tolush, the sukkah is kosher. So why should that be true? So the Ran explains, look, we know that when it comes to schach, it's not necessary to have rov schach kosher. You really only need palga upalga. As long as you have half schach kosher, that's true. That's kosher. Halacha l'mosh misina is that even palga upalga is enough. But there's a detail that you have to satisfy, and that is that the palga upalga has to be arranged, the half and half has to be arranged, that the schach kosher and the schach posel are equal zebozem, meaning you have schach kosher and then the exact same amount of schach posel, schach kosher, etc. Then even if it's palga upalga, it's fine. But if you have more schach posel than schach kosher on the sides of the schach kosher, it's not going to work. That's the din. Palga upalga is enough, it's not necessary to have rov, palga upalga is enough, but it has to be arranged in that way. So the Ran asked, but here, Here we need rov. Why do we need rov? Because it's not arranged in that way. You got a lot of stock puzzle here, a little bit of stock kosher over there, some more stock kosher here, a little bit of stock puzzle over there. It's not palga arranged like the Gemara has. And it's exactly the same amount. Tefach puzzle, tefach kosher, tefach puzzle, tefach kosher. So in that case, palga is enough. Rather, you need rov. But the Ran says it's not midin bittel. He doesn't think the reason why it works, the reason why the sukkah is going to be kosher, is because the stock kosher is mevatel the stock puzzle. Why should it be mevatel the schach puzzle? The schach puzzle is nikkav ha'omei b'fnei asa. You can see the schach puzzle. Right? If the schach puzzle is the tree, it's mechub l'karka, it's puzzle. So there's no question that you have the schach puzzle there. How can you say it in bittul? There's no tarovis, the Ran claims. So he says it must be that even though you can't say bittul over here, since we know that the halacha mashvisinei is that really palgu palgu is enough, even chatzi schach kosher is enough, the only reason why that's not enough if you don't have tefach zeh, tefach zeh, tefach pasul, tefach kosher, tefach pasul, tefach kosher, is because then the chashivus of the tefach kosher, the tefachim that are kosher, is somehow compromised, the chashivus is compromised. As long as you have rov schach kosher, then the schach pasul is not going to compromise the chashivus of the schach kosher, and then it's really kosher, not because of bittul. It's kosher because you have palga schach kosher, that's all. You have half schach kosher. It's not that the rov is mevatel the schach puzzle. It's that you don't even need rov. Really, chatzi is enough. It's just that if the schach puzzle will compromise the chashivas of the schach kosher, so then we don't look at it as though you have chatzi schach kosher. But as long as you have rov, that allows the schach kosher to maintain its chashivas. And once it maintains its chashivas, so then dal mehachi the schach puzzle. The schach puzzle is kemisheino. It's like it doesn't exist. I have chatzi schach kosher, so that's enough. It's not that there's a bittel of the schach puzzle. It's that once you have rov schach kosher, so then the schach puzzle can't destroy the chashivas of the schach kosher. Memela, the sukkah is kosher with the chatzi schach kosher. That's what the Ran says. But the Gilyan Marsha is medayik from the Ran. Look, the Ran is talking about sukkah. This is a din deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa. And nevertheless, the Ran says that if the iser is nikar va'omei b'fnei, the schach puzzle would be nikar. You can't say bittel. There's no din tarovis if the iser is nikar. If the soul is nikah. So don't you see, claims the Gilyan Marsha, that this klal, that if the Isser is nikah, there's no bittul, that's a din d'oraisa. And this, in fact, is what the Taz writes in Hilchos Sukkah as well. Taz in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Beis of Katan Gimel. He quotes from the Lavush who disagrees. The Lavush wants to say that this halacha, that if the Isser is nikah, it's not bittul, that's only a chomer d'rabbanan. In the Torah, it's bottle. It's only a chumrah d'rabbanan to begin with. And since sukkah is a mitzvah, so Chazal don't want to be machmer, Chazal left it on the din d'oraisa that it's bottle, then make it when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah. But really, this whole halacha, the chumrah, that if the Isser is nikar, it's not going to be bottle, that's a chumrah d'rabbanan according to the Levush. The Taz says, how could that be? This is a din d'oraisa. It's got to be a din d'oraisa. And he even quotes from a Tosfos in Chulin. Taz quotes from a Tosfos in Chulin on Tzadi Hei. Tosas says like this. The Tosas writes beferish that it's only if there's a taroves, if the iser is not nikar. If the iser is not nikar, the din that midaraisa chad betray batil is not going to apply. From the Tosas, you see clearly that this halach is a din daraisa. So the Taz is very troubled with the Levush. He doesn't really understand what the Levush is saying. Chora, the Taz is the Ran. The Gilyan Marsha's Ran, that this halacha is a din d'oraisa, the Isser is nikah, so then there's no tarovis and it's not going to be bottle. So is this true? That this halacha, the chumrah of the Ramah, is a chumrah d'oraisa? It's not just a chumrah d'rabbana, but it's a din d'oraisa, that if the Isser is nikah, it's not going to be bottle? So the truth is, if you look at the source of the Ramah, the source of the Ramah is from the Isser v'heter. The Isser v'heter in Klal Chav Gimel at the end of Din Tes quotes from a Ravon. The Heshiv Ravon, Chalif Shenafal Lekedera v'names im yesh samach mitzvah litein b'mayim karim likrosh hachelev ulahastira. The Issa v'heter quotes from the Ravon that if the chelev falls into the kedera and it gets melted, so it's a mitzvah. Even if there's shishim, is a mitzvah to put there cold water so that the chelev is going to float and you'll be able to take it away. What's mashma from his lashon? Is this a din d'oraisa or not? Mashma, it's not a din d'oraisa, because if it were a din d'oraisa, why would he say mitzvah? He'd say chayiv. Mitzvah sounds like it's the appropriate thing to do. It's a chumrah d'rabbanan, maybe. But to say that it's a din d'oraisa within the Issa v'heter, l'chora, it's very difficult to say. time. So the same, it seems like a machlokas. Machlokas, the use of a heter and the ran. Whether this is a din daraisa or is it only a chumer derabbanan. The Bari HaShulchan wants to suggest, on page Lama Gimel, in the Biurim, the Dibur Masel Im, he wants to suggest that maybe there's enough kamina whether it's a din daraisa or only a chumer derabbanan. He says maybe if it's only a chumer derabbanan, if the tamshul is going to get ruined with your mechanism, if by putting the cold water you're going to ruin the whole tamshul, no one's going to want to eat it, maybe you're not mechuyav to do that. If you tell me it's a din daraisa, that if the yisur is nikav omri b'fnei atzmo, so then we assume, we treat it as though there's no taroves, so then mistami you mechuyav to do that, whether you'll destroy the tamshul or not. You can't eat this tamshul in a Torah, so what's the heter to eat it without doing whatever you have to do to separate the yisur from the heter? But if you tell me it's only a chumra d'rabbanan to begin with, so then maybe you only have to separate the isser from the heter. You only have to make the isser nicker, so to speak, if it won't ruin the maichel. But if it will ruin the maichel, maybe not mechuyav to separate it. And this is taka dispute among the poskim. The Sefer Darkei Tshuva, it's a Sifkot Nayin, quotes machlokas in the poskim about this issue. The Plesi in Sifkot Vav says that if it's going to destroy the tavshil, so then there's no chiyuv to put the water there so that the chaylev is going to float. But the Yad Yehuda and the Aruch HaShulchan both assume that even in such a case, there's a chiyuv to put the water. You have to separate the Yisr as long as you have that potential to do so. There's a chiyuv to separate the Yisr. So it would appear that these Achronim are arguing as to the nature of this Yisr, the nature of this halacha, I should say. This halacha that if the Yisr is nikar v'amir b'fnei atzmo, there's a chiyuv to do whatever you can. If there's the potential to make the Yisr nikar v'amir b'fnei atzmo, there's the potential to separate the Yisr from the Heter, there's a Chiyav to do so. Is that a Chiyav Daraisa? Is that only a Chumer Drabonon? If you assume it's a Chumer Drabonon, so then maybe there's room to be made if the Tavshul is going to get ruined. The Lashon, the Plesi, if you look at the Bari HaShulchan, he quotes the Plesi's Lashon. The Plesi says, you know why you have to do this action in order to separate the Yisr from the Heter? It's like a Dava Shiesh L'Matirin. He invokes a different cloud. And we know Dava Shiesh L'Matirin means that if something is Asa, but it's going to be Mutter in the future, Atcha Tochlenu Be'issa Tochlenu Be'heter, Chazal say, why wait? Why eat the Issa now based on the principle of Bittul? Why rely on Bittul now? Wait till later when the item is going to be Mutter. Well, I have to eat the item when it's Asa now, but I'll eat it B'derech Bittul, a way that halachically it's Mutter. Let's wait until later. That's a chumer derabbanan, the din of davar sheyesh matirin. Nothing is ever batel if it's a davar sheyesh matirin. That's a chumer derabbanan. So the place he borrows that phrase, borrows that concept to this case as well. He says this is like a davar sheyesh matirin. You can be matir this tarovis by separating the issa from the tarovis. You have a chuyuv to do that. But just like by davar sheyesh matirin, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Beis says that the din of davar sheyesh matirin doesn't apply if you'll destroy the Meichel. If the Meichel is going to get destroyed by waiting, the principle of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin doesn't apply. He's up to Plesi. The same should hold true over here as well. Since it's only a Chumer D'Rabbanan, if the Meichel is going to get ruined, it shouldn't apply. The requirement that we have to separate the Yisr from the Heter shouldn't apply either. But if you assume this is a Din D'Araisa, then as long as you have the potential to separate the Yisr from the Heter, you're actually Mechuyav Min HaTorah to do so, L'Chor, that should apply whether the Meichel is going to get ruined or not. There's a question, yes.
How is the necessary machlokes between the Ran and the Bat Yeshua? Like, can you the Ran and Mr. Heter, can you machal and say whether or not one case is the Sukkah case is where you look up and it's possible right there, Hashanki, as opposed to going either way?
Very good. So some want to distinguish and say that maybe there's no machlokes at all. Maybe what the Ran is saying is if you can see the Isser, the Isser is nicker now, so then there's taka no tarovis at all. But if the Isser is ma'urav in the Heter, we can't see the Isser now, but we can. There's a mechanism that we can use to make the Issa nicker. Maybe that's only a chumer derabbanan to do. Because the Issa is not nicker v'omid b'fnei atzmo now. Maybe all the Ram was saying is that the din daraisa, that if the Issa is nicker, so then there's no tarovis. That's if the Issa is nicker now. I can see it. I can see it now. If the Issa is not nicker now, I just can do something in order to make the Issa nicker. Maybe that's taka only a chumer derabbanan to do so. And maybe taka in that circumstance, even the Ram would admit that if the Meichel is going to be miskalkil, maybe I don't have to go through with that mechanism. I don't have to do the action in order to separate the Yitzchak from the Heber. I think the Bari HaShulchan is mekel to assume that maybe you don't have to go through the action if it's going to destroy the Meichel. And it could be based on this logic, not that he's paskening that the schiyuv, that this chumer, that if the isser is nikkur, there's no bittel, that's a chumer derabana, but he's distinguishing and saying that here the isser is not really nikkur to begin with. It's really mu'urav with the heter, it's just I can make it nikkur. That requirement to make it nikkur, that's a chumer derabana, and maybe if the michael is going to be miskalkal, there's no need to be nikkur. Let's just conclude with a couple more points about shiurim and bittel isurim, and then we'll stop with that. The Gemara in Tzadi Zayin Amabeis that says that Chal B'Shishim, so it continues and says Chal Min HaMinyan. The Chal is included in the Minyan to be Mevatel B'Shishim, meaning you're trying to be Mevatel the milk of the Chal. So the Chal Min HaMinyan means that the meat of the Chal can be counted as part of the Basar that you'll use to be Mevatel the Chol. That's what the Gemara says. So what exactly does that mean? The Rambam in Ilchos Macholos Asuros in Perek Tezvav Halacha Yudches says that the reason why Chal Min HaMinyan is because Chal is only an Issur Derabbanan to begin with. Right? It's Chal of Shchuta. So it can't create a Bas of a Chal of Deraisa anyway. So Chazal were Mekel by Yisurim Derabbanan. Chazal were Mekel in the Shir that you only need 59. Right? The Chal can be Mitzdarev to the Shir of the Heter. So the Shach and Simon Tzadiches, the Kotten Chavvav, was Medayek from the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that this is true by all Yisurim Rabbanan, not just by Chal. The Rambam means to say that Chal is only an Issur Rabbanan to begin. It could only be an Issur Rabbanan, could only create an Issur Rabbanan to begin with. So therefore Chazal will make in the Shir that you only need 59. We think of Shishim always. You always need Shishim in the Heter. The Shach's understanding of the Rambam is like a collector's item Shach. Shach's understanding of the Rambam is that by Yisurim Rabbanan, the rule is 59, not Shishim. Not 60, but 59. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba claims that Chal, what the Gemara means is that Chal Min HaMinyan, Chal is included because the meat is not Asa. The meat is Davar HaMutter, it's Mutter, so why shouldn't it be able to be Mitzdarev with the Cholof, with the Basar, to be Mevatel the Cholof? The meat is Mutter, so if the meat is Mutter, why shouldn't it be able to be Mitzdarev? There's no rule that Yisurim Derabbanan only require 59 parts of heter connected the Yisr. No, it's that the meat of the Chal is heter, so because the meat of the Chal is heter, therefore it can be mistaken with other heter to be mevatel the Chal. And this is the way the Shach passes. We understand that Yisrim Rabbanan are any different than Yisrim Deraisa. So you always need Shishim. But it's a collector's item Rambam, based on the Shach's understanding of the Rambam, as to whether Yisrim Rabbanan are somehow different. We know, we've mentioned a number of times already, that Truma, Kili Akerim, and Orla have a different rule when it comes to Bittul. That Truma is Betel of Emeya, and Arla and Kilei HaKerem are Batel B'Masayim. That's a Mishnah in Masechta Arla. The Mishnah in Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. It says that Truma is Ola Be'echad Emeya, and Arla and Kilei HaKerem are all in Be'echad U'Masayim. Why? What's the rule? Why do these items have a different halacha? So Truma, look in the Bar Tanura, look in the Mefarshim, they quote from the Yerushalmi, that Truma, the Pasuk in Parashas Korach says, Mikol Chalbo es Mikdashom Menu. So Truma is, this is a pasuk by Truma, so Chazal Darshan Mikdashom Imenu means that there is some kind of Truma that if you throw it back into the Taroves of Heter and Isser, you'd have some kind of a strange shear, which is going to be 1 out of 100. What does that mean? So, well, one kind, there are two types of Truma. There's the regular Truma is Chita Achas Poteres Es HaKri. Any small amount of Truma that you separate from the Kri, it's going to pata the Kri. But then there's a concept called Trumas Meiser. After you separate 10 out of 100, right? A tenth from Meiser, so then you separate one-tenth of that. Meiser min a Meiser is Trumas Meiser. So if that Trumas Meiser were to fall back in, Mikdashom Mimenu, if you'd throw the Trumas Meiser back into the full 100, it would be Mekadesh the Truma. That's the shear of 1 out of 100. If you have the 1 going back and you only have 99 of Het there, so it's going to ask it. If you have 1 out of 100, Chazal make an asmachta based on that pasuk, then it's going to be batel. So that's the asmachta that you need 100 to be mevatel truma. And Kili HaKerem and Orla, the reason why they're batel the Masayim is because Kilayim is referred to as Malaya, and Bikurim is also referred to as Malaya. Bikurim is compared to Truma, so Bikurim should really have the same halacha as Truma. It's 1 out of 100. Since Kilayim is compared to Bikurim because it uses Lashon Malaya, and Kilayim Kafal hakosav isuro. It's not only also b'achila, it's even also b'hanah. So Chazal understood that you're supposed to have a double shear in order to be mevatle. So since Arla and Kilei HaKerem, since Arla and Kilei HaKerem are both also b'hanah, so we compare the shear for both of them. That's why they're only going to be batel b'masayim. Okay. So Arla and Kilei HaKerem are batel b'masayim. Mishum is batel echad b'mei. Tosis in Bav Metzia on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph says that this halacha that Shumah is ola be'echad u'masayim be'echad u'meya, excuse me, is only a chumah d'rabbanim. In the Torah, Shumah is batel b'rov v'yavesh and b'lach b'shishim, like the regular rules. It's only a chumah d'rabbanim, as we described, that Shumah is ola be'echad u'meya, that it needs meya. They point out that from Rashi and Temura, you get the impression that Rashi held that it was a din d'araisa, held the k'rashi. Rashi and Temura and Daf Dalet and Dibramas Chozu, Rashi says that the fact that the Torah refers to Truma as Dema, right? The pasuk says, "Melayoscha v'dimachal lo sa'acher." You're not supposed to switch the order of Bikurim and Truma. So Truma is referred to as Dimacha. What does Dimacha mean? So it means, you know, Dimacha refers to Dimua. Dimua means a tarovis of Truma with Hulin. So Rashi says, it comes to teach me that there's a special shear of Bittel when it comes to Truma. That this word dimacha, the reason why the Torah refers to truma as dimacha, is it comes to tell me that there's a special shir of vittel of echad umay of truma. Sounds like it's a din deraisa. Tosis is very troubled. Tosis there disagrees with Rashi and says the reason why the Torah uses a lashon dimacha by truma is not to tell me a special din vittel. That's a chomer derabanan. It comes to tell me that the rules that the halacha of truma applies even to davar lach, even to liquids, as opposed to bikurim, which only applies to salads. That's what Tosis learned. So. Seems to be it's a collector's item. Rashi, right? Rashi and Torah seem to say that this chumrah that truma is only ola be'echad u'meya is a din d'oraisa, but most Rishonim disagree. Just parenthetically, from that tosis, from the tosis in Bava Metzia comes out something very interesting. When do we say that truma is ola be'echad u'meya? What kind of tarovis? A tarovis of min b'mino, min b'sheino mino? What's the case? So most Rishonim assume that it's only by a tarovis of min b'mino, but by a tarovis of min b'sheino mino, it's batel b'shishin, even truma. That's how Tosus and Chulin and Tzadi Tes says, and many other Rishonim. There is one Rashi. Again, there's a Rashi. Rashi and Tzadi Tes and Chulin seems to say that it applies even to Min B'Shein Amino, but it's very difficult. They quote from Mishnayos, they prove from different Mishnayos that it only applies to Min B'Mino, not to Min B'Shein Amino. Which is very interesting because, again, Tosus and Bava Metzia said what? That the din that Shumah Zola B'Echad Umeya is only a Chumah D'Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, it's Batel B'Rov B'Yavesh U'B'Lach B'Shishim. When is Isser Batel B'Lach B'Shishim in HaTorah? By Min B'Shein Amino, not by Min B'Mino. So if you tell me that Truma, right, that Truma is Ola B'Echad U'Meya, it needs Echad U'Meya Midrabanan, in a case in which Min HaTorah it'll be Batel B'Shishim B'Lach, it sounds like we're talking about Min B'Shein Amino. Kasha and Tosfos. We'll work on it. That's a difficulty with Tosfos in Bava Metzia. But Rov Rishonim assume that Truma is not only going to be Ola B'Echad U'Meya, even according to that Chumrah D'Rabbanan, only be Ola B'Echad U'Meya by Min B'Mino, but by Min B'Shein Amino, it's Batel B'Shishim. And this is exactly what the Ramah paskens in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Siman Tzadiches, Sifches, says that Kol Yisur and Hanogim B'Zman Hazeh, Kulam is Batel B'Shishim, Muvad Chametz Pesach V'Yayin Nesah. The Ramah says that all Yisurim are Batel B'Shishim, except for Chametz Pesach, that's Asa B'Mashu, Yayin Nesah is also Asa B'Mashu, but all other Yisurim are going to be Batel B'Shishim. They're all going to be Batel B'Shishim, Min b'she'en omino. And the Shach there in Sivkat Mechav Zayin say, he quotes the longer lashon of the Torah says, and Tevel and Arla, he mentions Tevel and Arla as well, that they should be exceptions to the rule, that they're not batel b'shishim, but ein lanu esek b'zeh, you know, we're not dealing with Arla, we're not dealing with Tevel, so therefore this is it, all the Yisurim are going to be batel b'shishim, except for those Yisurim Mashu that we know of. So, it sounds very strange, Arla is not noig b'zman hazeh. Well, why does the Torah think that Orla is not knowing? So Orla should be an exception. It's not Batel B'Shishim. Not because it's B'Mashu, but the Masayim. Well, why does the Torah think that Ein Lanu Esek B'Orla, we don't really care about Orla? So the Shach says, maybe what the Torah had in mind is that Orla's Chutzlaretz, maybe Orla's Chutzlaretz is Mutter. If Orla's Chutzlaretz is Nisari B'Tarovis, it's Mutter. Since the only Orla that the Torah thought of, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Chutz Laretz, he was only talking about Arlas Chutz Laretz, so maybe that's what he meant. Because Manazer, all we have is Arlas Chutz Laretz. Arlas Chutz Laretz, Shinis Arev should be Mutter, so therefore there should be no problem. Very strange. Why should that be true? Why should Arlas Chutzlaretz just be mutter? We assume that Safek Arlas Chutzlaretz, we assume that Arlas Chutzlaretz, that Vade Arlas Chutzlaretz is Aser. Arlas Chutzlaretz is also Aser. Halacha Moshe Sinai, Arlas Chutzlaretz is Aser also. So what's the Shach saying? That the Torah doesn't want to talk about Arla. The Ramah is right. Kol Yisrael Shavatar Abatul B'Shishim, except for Chalitza Pesach and Yayin Nesach, they're Aser B'Mashum. Arla, we're not talking about Arla because it's not really relevant for Zman Hazeh. It's not relevant for Zman Hazeh. Even if you live in Chutzlaretz, Vadai Arla's Chutzlaretz is certainly Aser. So why shouldn't we talk about that? So the Ramah says, the Shach says, of course, the Torah understood that Vadai Arla's Chutzlaretz is going to be Aser, and it'll Aser a Tarobas, and the Shir is Masayan, Avada. What the Torah meant is that we're not talking about Arla in Hilchas Tarobas. It doesn't really come up in these halachas, but in Hilchas Arla, you should know that even Arla's Chutzlaretz is batal b'masayim. It needs masayim to be batal. Avada, Arla's Chutzlaretz is definitely Aser. Vadai Arla's Chutzlaretz. So if it's Nisari v'Tarobas, you need a Shir Masayim. There's no question about it. The Torah says we're not talking about Arla's Chutzlaretz b'zman hazeh. He just meant we're not talking about Arla here in Hilchas Tarobas. But of course it certainly applies. The Tzvi Letzadik on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch says something different. He suggests that maybe Taka Arlas Chutzlaretz, the Torah meant that Arlas Chutzlaretz will not apply to Tarovis Bizman Hazeh. Yeah. Because since we know that Safek Arlas Chutzlaretz is Mutter, part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai of Arlas Chutzlaretz is that Safek Arlas Chutzlaretz is Mutter, only Vadai Arlas Chutzlaretz is Mutter, it is Aser. So maybe once the Arla is Nisari, it's no worse than Safek Arla. So maybe the chiddush of the Torah is that since Bizman Hazeh we live in Chutz Laretz, the Torah lives in Chutz Laretz. So he says we don't have an asek with Arla because all of Arla's Chutz Laretz, Shinis Arev, is like Safek Arla. So even if Vadai Arla's Chutz Laretz is like the Aser, but the Bittul B'Masayim, that's not going to apply. Bittul B'Masayim only applies if the Arla is Nisarev. But if Safek Arla's Chutz Laretz is always Mutter, so then any kind of Tarovis of Arla's Chutz Laretz is no worse than Safek Arla's Chutz Laretz, so therefore it should be Mutter. So that's the machlokas, the interesting machlokas achronim, machlokas neposkim, whether suffik or las chutzlaretz, whether arlas chutzlaretz shenis arev, the tarovis of arlas chutzlaretz, this could come up. The tarovis of arlas chutzlaretz, do we assume that it's just mutter? It's mutter. Suffik arlas chutzlaretz mutter. Maybe even if it doesn't have shishim. Right? It's mutter because it's suffik arlo. Should I assume no? It has the regular rules and it'll require masayim in order to be batal. Interesting machlokas neposkim.